Matt Porter is here, our gadget man. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. Matt's with us every week on the show, looking at all sorts of gadgets. And it was a smart e-bike last week he was talking about. And today it's an unmanned aerial vehicle with a built-in camera.
That's right. This week I've been reviewing the Parrot AR Drone 2.
That sounds like something the US Air Force would fly.
I don't think they would, actually.
Oh, right, okay.
But basically, it's a quadcopter, which means it's a helicopter with four rotors on it. And it has a high-definition camera built into it as well. It's controlled from your smartphone, so you don't actually have a separate controller. You download software onto your smartphone, an app, and then once that app's running, it connects to the drone on its own little wireless network, and you get heads-up display. You get a view of the camera on your phone, and then you've got a takeoff button. You can press takeoff, and then it will lift the drone up about 3 or 4 feet off the ground, and it will sit there hovering. If the wind blows, it will actually tilt to correct itself. So it's got some intelligent sort of kind of intelligent. So it's really very, very good fun. I felt that the my expectations perhaps were higher, because when you're actually flying it, when it does fly correctly, the camera can shake around because obviously the wind's buffeting around. There's no kind of gimbal, which means it gets steadied, whereas more expensive drones have that so that they're a nice steady picture. Also, I noticed that a couple of times, in fact 3 or 4 times, it decided to go off on its own accord.
Oh dear.
I actually took off at work, and I was actually viewing the factories all around. It's actually really quite impressive. And then you can change the ascend and descend speed, and also the ceiling that you can go up. So I altered that, and I took off, and then all of a sudden it decided it was going to go off on a little wander itself and disappeared over some trees, which was a bit worrying and disconcerting, as it was only about the third time I tried it, and I actually had to run after it and find it. And amazingly, because I looked at the footage afterwards, it went off. And when it got to a certain distance away from my controller, it decided I've lost contact, and it went into some sort of emergency mode and stopped and turned round, and then just came down to a sort of safe height. And I actually found it between all these trees, hovering.
Whoa.
It was a bit scary because I could hear it going, and
it's all a bit freaky, isn't it?
But at the moment I touched the controls, it just came down and landed.
Okay.
Took it to Cove Hythe at the weekend because I thought that would be some great footage. Bit of a shame, really, because it just didn't seem to want to work. Every time it took off, it just shot down the beach at a rate of knots and worried me slightly because I didn't really want it crashing into anybody further down. And eventually it failed to take off at all. It's built from very light materials. It's polystyrene. The majority of the body's polystyrene. It has two bodies, an indoor and an outdoor. The indoor has padding around all the propellers. The outdoor is more of just a normal aircraft body. It's quite resilient because obviously you are
going to
crash
it. So there are a few of these on the market. And what was this one again? It was the
Parrot AR Drone 2.
Parrot AR Drone 2. And,
yes.
And what would that cost?
They're about £270.
Right.
Probably a little bit less than that now. There are more advanced on the market than that. There's another one that I was looking at as well, which seems to have a whole load more features. The newer AR drones have GPS in them, which means that you can actually plan your journey, and there's a little bit of a you can basically control, so it won't zoom off like it did for me. That was a bit worrying.
And apart from it being fun, if you got one that works consistently, what would the average person have a use for it or not?
I think,
or is this just a gadget that you think, wow, this is great, use it for a bit, and then it sits on the shelf?
It's by no means something that you can take aerial photography on a professional or even semi-professional level. There are more expensive drones that will allow you to do that. I think that
James Hazel's
got one, and I've seen his footage, and it's amazing and steady and everything. This is more of a takeoff and you know, it's interesting. There are games associated with it. You can play. The AR bit is augmented reality, which means that you can actually have things come up on the screen that are like aliens and things like that, and you're meant to be able to you know, play games in that respect. It's a great It's a great bit of kit, but it really wasn't quite what I expected.
So if you're going to go down this route, talk to James Hazel, because this is really good. But you pay your money, takes your choice, like
you
with
do.
A lot of things, don't you?
You do indeed, you really do. Yeah.
Okay. And there are a lot of these around. I've seen them flying around. James absolutely loves his, and he's got some great footage with it.
That's right.
So you could get some really good footage if you're into something a little
bit
different.
Spend, if you wanted to get some really lovely overhead aerial footage, you're into sort of £1,000 mark that you need to be paying.
Thank you very much. The Parrot AR drone.
That's right.
Two. There we are. Gets a kind of this week, I think, would be the best description. Wouldn't
if
it?
I'd have gone to Cove Hythe and got some wonderful pictures of the eroding cliffs and things like that, I might be different.
But
I'd driven all that distance and it really didn't work. So there you go.
BBC Radio Suffolk Travel. Here's David.
Thank you very much. In Lowestoft, looking at the sensors, the Basgill Bridge looking slow over that at the moment. The A12 Martlesham Road in Martlesham, it's slow moving at the moment in patches around Main Road at the junction of the A12-14. Parkway in Bury St Edmunds is quite busy at the minute, but moving. Low Street in Hoxton's closed due to bridge maintenance works from Churchill to Broome in the A140, shut for the works on the Red Bridge. And in Ringsfield, Ringsfield Road is closed at Church Road for the ongoing water main works. For the train, still a delay of 10 minutes possible for Greater Anglia, Colchester, Shenfield because of speed restrictions in the Kelvin area. And that's the latest. BBC Radio Suffolk Travel.
Keeping the county moving.
BBC Radio Suffolk.
And if you want to find out more about Matt's reviews of the various gadgets on the show, there is a website, Matt.
There is. There is one, it's called thegadgetman.org.uk.
Okay, thegadgetman.org.uk, and you can find out Matt's reviews of the various things that we talk about. And next week, well, you'll never have to vacuum yourself ever again, because there's a robot that can do it for you.
That's right, I've been contacted by iRobot, who are going to offer me a Roomba 880. Which will apparently hoover up any space, any type of floor type. It's very adaptable. Yeah. And when it's finished, it goes and parks. And,
does it?
And, yeah, you can basically set it so that...
Does it empty itself?
No, you have to do that a bit. But it's been very popular at the Lower Back Pain show in London, where people who suffer from acute back pain, they're very popular because obviously they're not able to hoover themselves, and it can do that for them.
So I suppose it's the same sort of technology as those lawnmowers that just go around.
It's miles ahead of that, apparently.
Okay.
We're now into phase 8 of the development of carpet cleaning robots, I'm told.
You've been reading the blurb, haven't you?
No, they've been telling me that.
We'll find out next week about the iRobot vacuum cleaner. That's Matt Porter and thegadgetman.org.uk.